Hey there. The dogs and I from the Copper Basin got back to SP Kennel early this morning, and Moira thought it'd be best if I could just say a few words about all the dogs, and instead of trying to type up a report, since my fingers, they're not 100% right now. They're not super bad, but certainly typing on a keyboard is not the best thing for them right now. Anyhow, yeah, so the dogs are all home, and everyone's doing well. I guess, we'll start with, the two main leaders. Commando is an incredible being. He is driven by some self-motivation inside of him that I can't see in a lot of other dogs or human beings, for that matter. He's got drive, he's got joy, and he loves just running down the trail, and he's fast. He was absolutely perfect on the race, completely in charge, set a commanding pace, and was always excited about going uphill, downhill, around corners. Probably the cutest thing, though, was coming into the finish line when he heard everyone hooping and hollering and kids yelling, and he put his ears back and he did this cute little thing where he knew that everyone was applauding for him, and he was kind of proud and really cute. Oftentimes Commando is not, quote, cute. He is proud and he's a big dog, but at that particular moment he was like that 8-week-old puppy that we know and love. So Commando, rock star, incredible dog. And the number two, his XO, his executive officer in the whole race, was Junior. Junior is just as phenomenal of a lead dog as her younger brother, Commando. She's got drive, she's fast, she's knowledgeable, and super talented. Both of them up front are completely confident, not only in themselves, but in everything that they've done. They don't ever get worried about situations, and they don't, it's kind of like they don't stress about things because they've done so much and they know so much about being sled dogs in races, and it's really fun. Anyway, so Junior is really the perfect lead dog as well. And I took her out of lead only about the last 20 miles of the race, through no fault of her own. I just thought that it would be kind of fun to shake things up at the end, and perhaps we'd get a little more speed if I put some youthful energy up there. So I took Junior back, and yeah, honestly, she wasn't offended. She was like, yeah, I'll come back and run by myself and cross the finish line. And so please don't take that as anything against Junior. I just thought it'd be fun to put Hefe in front with Commando. So then in our swing spot for most of the race, or quite a bit of the race, were the two sisters, two 6.5-year-old sisters, outwardly very similar looking dogs, Amber and Violet, with their blue eyes and their orange coat and their kind of little bodies and their pretty excited, positive attitudes, but inwardly very different dogs. Amber is kind of this little spark plug, little tank. All of the race veterinarians and our crew were wondering if Amber truly gained weight during this 300-mile race. We don't think she did, but honestly, she came into the race a little chubby, so she finished the race looking stout still. She's a loping, driving dog, so she's quite fast, and that's why I had her right behind the leaders. She likes to kind of push them on and egg them on, and that's nice in a 300-mile race. She came through in flying colors. She's very knowledgeable as well. She rests when she's supposed to rest. She runs when she wants to run. really sweet gal, and on the shy side, but that's our little Amber. Paired with Amber's Violet, who is kind of the complete opposite as far as personality. In your face, happy-go-lucky, would like to be in your lap. She is not quite as a loping dog. She kind of settles down into a nice, solid trot. But what she likes to do is she's very vocal. So when we're going up steep hills, she tends to start screaming, literally. First of all, you wonder whether someone stepped in a hole and hurt themselves, and then you go, oh, it's Violet. So she's the cheerleader, screaming, yelling, excited to go, and she gets everyone worked up. She is like Amber in that she's completely knowledgeable about racing. She rests, she takes care of herself, she gets up, she's ready to go. And I would have to say that race, Copper Basin 300, was not, quote, hard on either of those dogs. Amber and Violet both were like, okay, check mark. So that's amazing. They're phenomenal dogs. Okay, and then behind them, I wanted to pair up another group of sisters. And that was kind of fun to do. I liked having siblings out there running together. And that was our four-year-olds, Chevy and QT. And they're kind of similar in that they both have kind of similar body types. They're both real leggy. They're tall. They're supermodels of the sled dog world. Excuse me. And, well, let's start with Chevy. But she's the blonde supermodel, and of course QT is the brunette supermodel. Both of them are well, let's Chevy. Chevy is not as knowledgeable as the older dogs. Excuse me. She was in the Copper Basin last year with Alan and had run it before. But other than that, her racing experience is quite limited. So her first resting at Lake Louise was poor. She kind of sat up and looked around and wondered why everyone was so excited about being there. And that's kind of happens when you bring younger dogs into the race. They don't quite know how to rest, take advantage of that ASAP, so that they're rested. So Chevy learned that pretty quickly. And, she's a short-coated, husky. So she ran with a t-shirt, and it's funny because the more you sometimes try to protect these dogs from the outdoor elements of 50 below and what have you, sometimes that hurts you. And what happened with her was her t-shirt, one of the legs of her t-shirt, we went through an open creek with actual water at 30, 40 below, and one of her legs of her t-shirt got wet, immediately iced up, and then it actually rubbed her leg a little bit, her left leg. Whether this ended up affecting her in the long run, it could have, because she ended up having a bit of a cramp in her left tricep the last 10 miles of the race, and that's why she was carried to the finish line. I will have to say she did not want to be carried to the finish line, but after I made her bed of Northern Outfitter mittens in the back of my sled and got her situated there, she did finally lay down for about 5 miles and then sat up for the remaining, I don't know, a couple miles to the finish line. Anyway, really happy with Chevy. She needs to kind of sort through this tricep. We'll help her with that. She's going to have to be inside and warm up her muscles, especially from all that cold weather. Okay, and then QT, the darling dog, very excited to go. Long leggy, likes to jump up in the air and see what's ahead of her on the trail. Quite fast, but is a trotting fast dog. Real dedicated, real fun, huge ears, solid. So I was really excited to have her on the team. I did a ride with me last year, so I know her quite well and her tendencies, and she knows me quite well. So it was kind of fun to see her do so well. the next two that I had running together, at least at the beginning of the race, were kind of yin and yang. Big boy Jefe, extra large harness, extra large attitude, and Raz, extra small harness and extra large attitude. So I thought the two attitude dogs should go together. They both really like each other. Jefe has not changed much since he was an 8-week-old puppy. Happy, 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 wants to be there, wants to please you, and wants to run. Doesn't have a lot of focus, but has the ability to physically do anything I've ever asked him to do and more. And that's why I put him in lead with Commando at the end. Just kind of was trying to press him, and when I first put him up there, he was like, whoa, what? But then a couple, you know, maybe a quarter mile later down the trail, he's like, oh, I got this. So Jefe did perfectly, ate well, never lost a pound, stayed warm enough. We really had a lot of protection on our boy dogs. We have some wolf ruffs that are hanging down, protecting their private parts from the wind. So he had a real good race. As far as strength in the team, he was probably the brute, the strongest dog, the one who pulled us up the hills the most, as far as muscles. So little Raz, boy, she did well. I mean, this was her first real longer distance race. She kind of, like Chevy, didn't quite get the rest at the beginning of the race concept. So Lake Louise, she kind of sat up and wondered what all the fuss was about. By the time we got definitely farther down the trail, she got it. Now, she did have one little physical issue we're trying to resolve, and that was her left hind leg. It's kind of like she, I don't know, either twisted it, tweaked it, stepped in a hole, and so she was running awkwardly. I picked up some signs that I thought maybe she wasn't 100%, and so for that reason, she rode in my sled into the Red Eagle Chistochina checkpoint. The veterinarians actually took very good care of her, brought her inside, just really wanted to make sure that, you know, this far in the race, that she was not injured. So they spent a lot of time with her. Carolyn spent a lot of time with her, and right now she looks good again. So we're just going to follow up on her left hind leg, see if, I don't know, she's got any issues with that, or if that was just a temporary hiccup. So anyway, super good, Jefe and Raz. The next two dogs that I'll talk about are siblings, 4-year-olds, and that's Sanka and Perky. And so Sanka did well, the big ears. She started in swing because she's a loping driving dog and her body shape kind of matches with Amber, so I had them running together. But she is not as educated as those gals, that Amber and Violet, so I ended up pulling her back a little. She got tired, and honestly, that's because she's never done anything like this before. She puts it all out there, and then when we got to checkpoints, she slept. I'm not sure she moved at a couple of checkpoints. The last run, she ended up just really kind of, I won't call her a slacker because she certainly is not, but she ended up not pulling as hard as the rest of the dogs coming into Red Eagle Chistochina. And since she had done so well up until then, I didn't want to bring her on the last leg when she had kind of said, hey, you know, whew, that was, I'm tired. And she's an honest dog. So when Carolyn took her and put her in a straw box, and Carolyn said she immediately fell asleep. And so it's a sincere, I tried as hard as I could. I learned a lot from this race. Oh my gosh, those were big mountains. And now I need to sleep. So I think she learned from this, which is great. I mean, I was very, very pleased with the little Sanka gal. Okay, and then Perky. Actually, we'll talk about Perky and Decaf together as well, because it's hard to talk about one and not the other. They are, I guess they're kind of like Amber and Violet. I mean, Perky and Decaf, they outwardly look similar, and honestly, they even act a little more similar than our two girls, but they are not. They are unique individuals, and Perky is in your face, perky, happy, ready to go, long-legged, talented, happy-go-lucky guy. He is always ready to do something, and he was no different in this race. But he doesn't have the experience that Decaf does. He has not run, he has not finished a 1,000-mile race, and it just showed where he was not as kind of educated as far as doing the longer runs and shorter rests, but he got that on this race, and I think he really picked it up. And I was watching him and Decaf rest together, and boy, they really learned a lot. Both Perky and Decaf had some good wolf rough protection on them, so they had no issues either. Anyway, Perky, so happy to have him on my team. He makes me perky. And then Decaf, aw, all I can say is sweetheart, sweetest dog, cuddle butt, yet the team cheerleader. So it's kind of a yin and yang there. Anytime we were ready to go, he was the one screaming and barking. And for that reason, I really tried not to booty the dogs until about 20 minutes before we were going to leave, because as soon as I put booties on, Decaf starts barking, yapping, and pulling, and I wanted them to rest as long as possible. So if you noticed that I didn't booty until last minute, that is because of Mr. Decaf. Once again, one of the sweetest dogs in the world, cuddle butt, educated, great racer, and he just makes me happy. So the last dog on the team, Mr. Champ, who, bless his heart, he is a dominant force at SB Kennel. It's a gorgeous, gorgeous dog, and he ran 150 miles and was ready to do the next 150 miles, but his wolf rough protection area of his private parts was not as well fitting as the rest of them. He has less hair under there, and, you know, we just want to make sure that they're always fully protected, and it didn't seem like he was for these extreme temperatures. So the first 150 miles, he and Decaf ran in wheel, and they are a nice combo together. They look great. Champ did great. Came into the sourdough checkpoint strong and ready to go. But honestly, I just decided that it was too chilly for his body type and keeping him protected. So that is the reason that he stayed at sourdough. He did not want to stay. I should tell you that, because actually we had to have a veterinarian hold him on a leash while his team left him. And bless his heart, it was heartbreaking for Carolyn to watch as the dog team pulled away and Champ was kind of told to sit on the bench, and it wasn't a pretty sight. So anyway, sometimes you have to take someone out of the team that you don't want to, just for their own good, and it's hard to convince them that it's for their own good, but that's what we did with Champ. Anyway, that's the crew. They're all, actually, I don't know if you hear barking in the background, but they're eating right now, and we got a little bit of TLC and stretching out and feeding and muscles, and got to just, you know, make sure they're 100% after this quite challenging 300-mile race, but so far, so good. They look awesome. I'm proud of them, proud as I could be, and there's my wrap-up, so there you go.